Karita Kent was an artist who literally changed the landscape of the city of Boston with her creation of the symbolic rainbow swash mural on a gas tank visible for miles all along the South Shore. A pop artist who specialized in screen prints, Karita was especially concerned with the positive interpretation of messages, juxtaposing marketing slogans with literary quotes and bright colors, displaying to the audience a world that constantly urged its onlooker to live a good and peaceful life. Her charity was not just in tone through her art, but also in her actions. Karita was passionate about education, and through a connection with a mutual friend, she managed to make an enormous difference for School Volunteers for Boston, the preeminent education nonprofit in Boston in 1980. After her death, her legacy in art continued to benefit the organization, now known as Boston Partners in Education. In a project for StoryCorps, our executive director, Pamela Sivens, sat down with Kathy Bobliss, a longtime employee of School Volunteers for Boston, to talk about Karita and how she was connected to Boston Partners.
My name is Kathy Bobliss, and I am 73 years of age.
And hello, my name is Pamela Sivens. I'm 50. It's September 6th, 2015. We're at Harvard today doing StoryCorps. And my relationship to Kathy is a colleague and a friend.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So, Kathy, thank you for coming down from New Hampshire today to talk to me. I really appreciate it. I think when I saw that StoryCorps was going to do something about Karita Kent, I really wanted to capture the story of Karita and Boston Partners in Education, because there's a history there. And I didn't even realize the extent of the history until about a year ago when Betsy Nelson, our former executive director, was about to move and said she had a lot of Karita prints in her basement. And so I picked those up, I brought them back to the office, and they sat there for about a year. But we've actually just archived them thanks to getting spurred by StoryCorps, so which is great. And then, you know, I think the other thing that I noticed was that Karita had done a Boston Partners in Education print for us. I think it was our 20th anniversary, actually, that she did it for. And we still have one framed copy in the office. And then, lo and behold, in Betsy's basement, we had a ton of prints that are still there. So Karita somehow found out about us. Can you talk a little bit about how she discovered, you know, after living in L.A., moving to Boston, how right. did she discover Boston Partners in Education? Or, at that time, sorry, School Volunteers
yes,
for Boston.
Yes, and this was during the 70s, the late 70s. We had an employee named Margaret McKibben. Her husband worked at the Boston Globe, was quite a prominent person there. And she was a friend, a personal friend of Karita, and had known Karita in California. And they, Peggy moved to Lexington. I'm not sure quite where Karita lived, Cambridge maybe, I have no idea. But they started a friendship again. Mm-hmm. And so one day, Peggy, that's Margaret McKibben, was having breakfast with Karita, and